Naapurista kuuluu se polkan tähti, jalkani pohjii kutkutti. Ievan äiti se tyttö se vahti, vaan kyllähän Ieva se jutkutti. Sillä ei meitä silloin kiellot haittaa, kun me tanssimme laijasta laitaa. Saliveli hipput, tukkut, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan suu oli vehnäisellä, koimmeisö tonne toivotti. Pää oli märkänä jokaisella ja viulu se vonkuja voivotti. Ei tätä poikoo märkyys haittaa, sillä taskoo lajiasta laitaa. Salvili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan äiti se tammaarissa virsiä veisata huijutti. Kun tämä poika naapurissa ämmän tyttöä nuijutti. Eikä tätä poikoo ämmät haittaa, sillä kalaskoo lajiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Helipate, 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 hillaa, helipate, helipate, helipampaa. Jali tuli jallaa, tali tuli jallaa, tili tuli, tili tuli, tili tantaa. Pali tuli jallaa, tili tuli tallaa, tili
To the meeting with just me. Me and 375 die-hard fans of The Good Studio. At least I'd like to think you are. I'm still ill, so you have to excuse me for wearing a coat indoors, and I've recently jumped out the shower. And I'm just saying hello to everybody in chat. You are the hard, yeah, the core fans. So basically, I always feel it's important to continue doing something like the meeting so we know, so you guys know what we're up to off camera and what we're planning. We're not really big into huge announcements and blowing our own trumpet. So, because it's basically just me today, Trats doesn't even have a microphone plugged in because Apollo has been playing with the studio, basically, we figured. And he put a male stripper on Trance's background screen for the studio PC. And luckily he's gone, because Trance did not appreciate that joke. So, it's me and you, it's me in the chat. Not me versus the chat, unfortunately, guys. That's much more Semler's business. What's happening? Semler's off in France right now at ESWC. Apollo's currently flying with, I believe, Forzane was on the same flight, and he's off to MLG. Adder BC's on his way to MLG as well. Scriff is who knows where. Weppers was playing Dota, but he sat down to listen and pitch in when he feels like he might want to put on a microphone. And Trance looks like a panda. He's got very black rings around his eyes. So we can go into... We can go into any topic you want to ask about. We'll let you know what I've been doing, what we're planning to do, and all that other stuff. And address any, you know, if you see them as problems. I know there's a thread come up where people want more shows, but that's involved. Okay, Reborn. Okay, we'll do Reborn first. I've got to be careful how much I say about certain things with either Reborn, not so much with the studio. Basically, to let you know what the Reborn process has been like, Reborn, as you know, we've worked on it for a good 3-4 months. We've got a demo. The demo doesn't have things that the demo would necessarily need in terms of like graphics and art, because we're working solely on physics, gameplay, mechanics. About a month and a half ago, we stopped working on the demo, Reborn the game, because we got it up to a point where we were like, okay, it's hard to continue work now with the current team because we need to be in the same place. And as you guys know, that I've been speaking to investors, which in many ways for a game is no different than speaking to a publisher. If I was to talk to a publisher, I'd take them a demo of the game, and then I would have lots of presentations, and then the publisher would say yes or no, they would want to fund it, and how much our time would be. So what I've done is I've decided that one of the best ways to move the project forward was with investment. Investment isn't guaranteed right now, but we're in about 4 months in talks with investors, and I've solely been working off camera, apart from my duties with Twitch TV and some of the other projects with the game, we've done all the game design documents. So we've actually written the game out on paper, which is a pain in the ass. It's like 20 pages of design documents, features, and all the things that we think the community will want. We've done a schedule in terms of production schedule to justify how much money it will cost and how many people need to work on the game. And we've also done a lot of research material where we compare what we're doing to what the industry has done. And obviously we've come out fantastically awesome, where everything looks good. And if investment for the game is to come through, and I'd say the only reason I want to be careful about what I say about this is because, you know, I don't want to affect the outcome by being maybe too publicly open. But there's a possibility of the whole thing being finalized in November. And then when we spoke last meeting about the different phases of where the studio is, where we talked about phase one being here in the studio room, phase two being up in the garage, and phase two was a natural growth, okay? So you're in phase one. Phase two is a natural growth, and we've already taken steps to work without the possibility of investment, which is the ability to hire 2 new people, the ability to upgrade the studio, and just continue as we go, and then, you know, focus much more around the studio. And phase three is really the moving to the offices, building additional studios, and also getting the whole team that work on the game, which are currently working around Skype. There are a few in Stockholm that I see once a week, but actually, you know, being in an office and moving it forward. So the whole thing is, the whole thing is good on paper, and it's good in theory, and hopefully the investors will see that potential and then invest. But of course, I've taken precautions to make sure I can work without investment, and some of the great things that the investors have asked us to do, which is a lot of the legwork in the preparation to make the game, which is now complete, as of Friday, actually, tomorrow. It will enable us anyway, if something doesn't go through, that I'll be able to either work with publishers or be able to be a lot more public with Reborn and show you guys what we're kind of doing, and then use things like Kickstarter and stuff. So there's not really, there's not really a downside to the work that I put in, and that's a lot of the times why you haven't seen me so much on the studio. So that's the Reborn update. I think that's okay, and what I told you. Yes, actually, I will answer that. Defraggers, we have a big consideration for your community when Reborn has been planned. So, okay, next question. Phase three is pretty much the investors and all that stuff. Full of Steam. Okay, we'll do Full of Steam next. That was on my list. Reborn's also done. Full of Steam. The idea of Full of Steam is I wanted to do some sort of review shows with the talent that we have here, because we have people from different backgrounds, FPS, MOBA, RTS, and more. The biggest problem I found with Full of Steam was creating it, making it entertaining. One of the goals of Full of Steam that I felt important was also to be able to output content that the masses outside of the hardcore might be able to see and appreciate. So when I did Full of Steam, I literally just turned up and did Full of Steam by myself, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it once. I don't care if it's good, don't care if it's bad. I'm just going to sit down and just feel out this project by myself. So I left a lot of the show open to critique, which was good, because it's a nice way to design when you do it by trial and error. So Full of Steam will be featured, obviously, on most likely a weekly basis once we get Draskal Adebisi back and everyone's not traveling so much. It's still going to plan to be a once a week show, but it will feature two people on the show. So right now we primarily just have a capture card in this PC, and we don't have one in that one.
Yeah, we do.
We do have one now, do we?
Now, yeah.
Oh, you did it. So the idea is someone here and someone there comes and play the game. And we already talked about the format, how we don't necessarily want to call it a game review because we want to stay away from reviewing, but actually just test out the game for an hour, hour and a half, or even 2 hours if we're finding it fun, and then just kind of do a recap at the end of the show of what we actually thought about the game in terms of was it worth buying, bits we liked, bits we didn't like. There are games that have recently come out that we've missed the opportunity to get like a fast review on, which are like Painkiller HD, which was on the 31st. And Full of Steam, that's like kind of phase two for it. What I actually envision Full of Steam being in phase three, and you got to remember phase three is an office where we have a bigger selection of cameras and places for the studio. Yeah, much more first impressions. And I actually want four people to be able to review the game. I feel that if you have a group of friends and there's four of them in a studio all playing the same game, and you have the ability to kind of follow each one, and then at the end they're actually going to have a discussion, you'll get something a lot more complete for your time spent watching. So you can't guarantee that you're going to get co-op games or multiplayer games all the time, but at the same time, you know, taking four different opinions is much greater than, in my opinion, two, and will make the show a little bit more unique. So phase three, if we get to go to the offices with, you know, investment for the studio, we'll be doing four people on Full of Steam. And I think that sounds, yeah, pretty good. Just because it's something we can put out on YouTube, something which you guys will enjoy more, and there'll be a much more natural conversation. I think unless you rehearse and you have some sort of preparation like Total Biscuit or other people on YouTube that actually do something by themselves solo, you end up kind of making your content quite stale. So Full of Steam will be there in the future, and it will be minimum two people, maximum four people, depending on which phase we're in. Okay, you've got two questions now that I'm going to respond to. You've got the good couch, and then you've got learn to play. Okay, which leads into another section. So the good couch, people are asking for it, a dream hack. I don't think we're going to be able to do the good couch because we've been pretty much contracted by DreamHack Winter to help in areas of production. Until they announce it, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to say what we're doing at DreamHack, but you will be able to see us pretty much on the hour, every hour at DreamHack. And even though the good couch won't be there, I will be doing interviews, so you will get at least some of that, but you'll also get other stuff. Yeah, so we're going to be involved, basically. So for DreamHack Winter, we will be on camera. The good studio team will be doing stuff, and you will be able to get to watch us. You know, unfortunately, it won't just be the good couch, but we're at least invite people over to where we are, and we'll do some interviews. Yeah, so we'll be at DreamHack. Okay, so Learn to Plays. Learn to Plays is something we're kind of struggling with, and my solution to it is Wrap It Up. Learn to Play series was something that we offered to our partner QPAD. We wanted to do an educational series because a lot of what we wanted to do at the studio at the beginning was really cross-promote games to get people that were interested in StarCraft, interested in Quake, people who are interested in Quake, interested in Dota and Dota into BLC, and just all the other connections that you can make. So with the Learn to Play series, it kind of got a little bit weird to want to work on that project. Not because it was sponsored, because that was always a good thing when we have a sponsored show. But just because the content itself was not really as high entertainment as we normally have other shows. Probably the best Learn to Play series was Apollo with StarCraft II. But since Apollo is doing a lot of work on his YouTube channel, it seems kind of almost redundant to put him on this project as well. So what I've decided to do with Learn to Play is we're going to take a look at where we are in the VODs, and we're going to wrap up those series just to make sure that A, we've either learned enough or we've wrapped it off in a way that if someone watches the segment of 10 shows that they know where they're finishing. So I've got quite a few more. I got a couple more I need to do on Quake, obviously. You might not expect them anytime soon, but we will be wrapping those up. With StarCraft 2, Apollo's covering that great. In Dota, there's so many heroes to look at that could go on for a long time. And unfortunately, with Bloodline Champions, in many regards, it didn't drop off the face of the planet. But with the lack of European teams playing and just only Russians, it becomes incredibly hard for us to manage that community. So Learn to Plays, you can expect that to be wrapped up sometime by the end of the year or next year. And what we're going to focus on for QPAD is potentially new content with Draskor and Adebisi, but that's to do with the good show. So we can talk about the good show when you guys ask, and I'll take questions as we go along. So Learn to Play, yeah, it will be wrapping up. But it doesn't mean, yeah, but we should be doing something to fill. So right now, like on a Tuesday, I can say, yeah, we've got the good show, which is always something that we're going to have. Haircut, who knows? When did I last get a haircut? I don't remember. Okay, yeah, talk about the good show. Phase two is in kind of process, because that was part of hiring new people and also moving the studio. So phase two will, in November, if phase three doesn't go through at all, phase two will kick in sometime December, January. And then at the same time, if investors go through, phase three goes straight into December and January, which is primarily what I want to happen. So yeah, the good show, I like the good show. It's good. We need a little bit more work in preparation and video editing and kind of overlays. One of the things that's apparent to me is, like, it's very nice when I have someone like Hellspawn to talk to, who's very opinionated, because I'm easy to bounce off him. So Hellspawn is one of the key people that I definitely want to make sure is on those shows as regularly as possible, just for the sake, so I can argue and wind someone up. But the good show right now is, as you know, it's four people plus Trance. We need to do more preparation. Part of getting that preparation up, if investors come through, our video guy will be moving out of his country into Sweden, and then we have someone available. And we're also looking to ways to involve Draskol and Adebisi. Now, my vision for the good show is in properly the good show, because I feel like the good show is something that we do okay, not amazing, and we always try and make it better. My full envision for the good show, and I'll just tell you, and this is a phase three envision for the good show, is that within the new offices, we're going to have three studios. One of them for probably Dota 2 primarily, one of them for StarCraft, and then one of them for like talk shows and miscellaneous kind of shows. And within this, I actually want eight people to be on the good show, which sounds a lot, right? But it will be fucking awesome. So what you have your hosting desk, which will primarily be me and Semler. Okay, so you've got one desk of two people, so that's one camera shot. And then on another desk, you got your StarCraft 2 desk, which is going to be Apollo and Adebisi. Okay, so you got another camera shot if they're just talking, right? So they've got their own desk. You've got a desk of two, and then you've got another desk of two. Then you've got your Dota 2 section, which is going to be Draskol and Wepaz. Okay, and then also you've got your eSport gurus, which will be Hellspawn and Newman. Okay. So essentially what you have is you have this kind of arc of desks like this, and you've got a camera shot which can get the whole arc in, where you have kind of a semicircle of setups, and you've got a camera shot so everyone can get involved, and then you've got your separate camera shots which are on people's desks when they want to talk. The idea is that originally, when I bought Draskol and Adebisi over, I was like thinking to myself, do we do a StarCraft 2 show which in essence is a StarCraft II show that goes much more in depth than what we do on The Good Show, where we actually just get some highlights of some, you know, tournament winners, get some information on current tournaments and where they're at. So we look at MLG and we say, look, these qualifiers are going on, this is what's happening. And then we go to IEM and say, this is what's happening. And then we go for all the leagues and just a StarCraft II show. And then we put that in on, say, Wednesday. And then we do the same thing within Dota 2 on Thursday with Draskal, Wepaz, and maybe one more. And then I kind of thought to myself, then we've got three kind of talk shows on a weekly basis. But since we're meant to be cross-promoting, the people that come in on Wednesday for StarCraft 2 probably won't come in for Thursday, and then people will tune on Tuesday. So then I was like, well, why don't we make Tuesday a bigger show where you get everything you want? So the idea is like when you come to the hosts, me and Semla, we kind of intro all the kind of stuff, and then what we do is the topics that we bring up, and we actually go into sections. So we might give like a 30-minute section to Apollo and Adebisi, which they've prepared. So they prepared a 30-minute section, so it's got graphics, overlays, little bits of videos, and they're kind of hosting their own segment for 30 minutes. But within hosting that segment, it's much more of an information segment where there's still going to be a discussion. So when people want to jump in from the other tables and say, hey, what's going on? You know, isn't this fucked up? Then you're like, okay, yeah. And then you go into your Dota 2 section. And then, of course, the main host will be introducing all the other stuff, as in Quake Live and all that. And then there's the general discussions that we still have. And so within one show, you kind of get everything you need to watch on a weekly basis in one day. Because you should be up to date on like what's going on in StarCraft, what's going on in Dota, what's going on in the other games that we also look at, which is all the esports games that we can. And then you also get like industry stuff with Hellspawn Newman and myself. Yeah, and so basically it's I thought keeping it just a Tuesday might be a little bit easier as well on the staff, rather than trying to do three talk shows on a weekly basis. But it's more about room of how we're going to get everybody on the show and what kind of format, and also the preparation that we put in it so it just doesn't become a mess. And I broke my pen. How does that? Okay, so, yeah, so that's what I think is a better solution for The Good Show, is to keep it on Tuesdays, but improve it, rather than starting like a StarCraft 2 show and a Dota show. So I think that's better. Okay, website. So I think that's better, and that's the direction we're going to explore. It's a thread. I like to call things threads when we get an idea, and then we follow the thread and see how shit it really was of an idea. So the website, the first thing about the website is someone made us a website for the university project, contacted us and said, hey, I made this. And we were like, hey, that's pretty good. And we were like, okay, let's work with this. But what that means is like, if he wants to work with us with the website, which he does, we'll also still be able to still involve the volunteer development team. Because there's not one sole person that's going to make the changes that the website will need and the iterations. And so the development team will have something that's kind of pre-existing that they get to play with. The website is meant to be a place where, I mean, some of the problems that I encounter when I go out and I meet people, right? I go out and I meet someone and it's like, okay, it's Iza or something. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm fucking James. And I do all this shit. And they're like, what do you do? And then like, I'm like, well, I do this. And they're like, where can I check that out? And I'm like, I don't have a website. I don't even want to give you my email address because you look dodgy. And then it kind of seems a bit weird. So having a website would actually A, be helpful just to have a face for what we do. But it's also what is primarily meant to do was also a place where our community not necessarily congregate around, because in so many ways the Reddit thread is so much easier. And I don't even want to build a forums on the website. I just want to link to our Reddit thread. But at least with information on shows and what's coming up and other stuff and promotional events and discounts on like products, etc., we can advertise through the website. There are actually four more websites which I have to get done for all the different shit I do. So the fact is, getting one website up, if we achieve it, I'm already fucking over the moon. But I can only say to you, expect the website sometime late November or December, but it does depend as well on how much time I get or Trance gets to work on it, just because we're working on some event production stuff as well. We take volunteer developers, but you really want to email Trance. It's Trance at Twitch. We have four already, but yeah, we're gonna make a website. Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, regular shows.
Let's set a date or something.
Well, the thing is, we're always going to keep the good show regular. Learn to play, since we want to wrap it up and we want to kind of go somewhere else with it where we improve the good show. I can't remember what I designed for QPad. Oh, I wanted Full of Steam to be QPad sponsored because they wanted YouTube content. What?
I thought it was the one with
No, but I wanted the show with Adebisi and Draskal, those two separate shows, to be actually integrated into the good show. So you only have to come in Tuesday and watch something that gives you fucking everything.
No, you told me about the other thing, like upon Adebisi doing the thing for StarCraft, which was going to be for Cuba. I forgot about it.
No, what other thing did I tell you? I didn't forget.
You're going to do the show, although it'll look like what's coming like the next week. Like,
yeah, but that's yeah, in the good show. Because otherwise we've got these products which overlap. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, Full of Steam. Because QPad, like, you know, they want PC gamers, they want YouTube stuff. They're really cool little company. So, yeah. Full of Steam would be QPad. Tournaments. Yeah, we can. Oh, let's talk about merchandise. Good merchandise. QPad, we've already verbally done a deal with the mouse pads, the first thing that we're going to be able to sell. I actually just need to email Krista, and that's a good point. I'll write that down. Email Krista. And he can put them on sale when the fuck he wants, really. So he can get that up next week if I email him today. I forgot about that.
Add him to the site,
you mean,
yeah.
Add him to the QPad site, yeah.
And the other merch will come, I guess, as soon as we settle.
Yeah, and the other merchandise will come as soon as we settle, like, plans. But we've already, yeah. Yeah, so. I will email Krista today. And they're selling through the QPad site, but once we get our website up, we'll just probably link to it. And hopefully, I'll have to check with like what their shipping's like on that kind of stuff, just because it's. I want to make sure, you know, I'm sure they cover everywhere, but yeah. There we go. Tournaments, right, yes. I'm going to go into Sunday tournaments, I'll call it, which I've got written down. With Sapphire, we had a 6-month deal to promote them. Bollocks. With Sapphire, we had a 6-month deal to promote them. After the 6 months, you know, we haven't really rearranged anything new with them right now. We can do, it seems, arrange new tournaments with Sapphire. But it's more about how long do they want to stay, and in business, it's how much do they pay. So that's a talk that we have to take with Sapphire via email, who are really nice people and really did help us fill out our weekly content. So by no means, if we don't renew with them, it doesn't mean we don't like them. They've been great to us. But I'm already working on, this is the thing, I'm already working on additional sponsors for 2013. And some of those are mainly interested in tournaments. One of the big problems we have on the Good Studio is that we can't just, like, take a contract and say, hey, we do IPL or NASL's European content for them, okay? Because most of the people within the industry already have, like, in-house commentators and production. And admittedly, yes, it's a lot worse than ours, because we're the best. But I also don't want to take people's schedules that are like Apollo's, myself's, and say, you're doing Dota 2 or StarCraft 2 4 days a week. So with regards to us in tournaments, I do still favor the entertainment side of one-day tournaments, where you pretty much turn up with four teams or whatever, and you just, you just do a tournament that starts and finishes in one day, and it pays out prize money. And that's really where I want to focus on if we bring in more tournaments. Now, in terms of the tournaments that we've done in the past, like StarCraft 2, Dota 2, Quake Live, and BLC, we're still going to do all of those, and we have to look at BLC to make sure it's like, it's really up to Semler, because he's in charge of BLC, in terms of what teams will show up and what prize money they want. And I'm also, we took a global sponsor for all our tournaments on Sunday, and in many regards, that's not necessarily the best way to run your business, because if you take a global sponsor, you tie them in for a larger price, and even though they get a great amount of exposure, they're, you know, that it's generally like you could work with smaller sponsors, okay, people that are just interested in like, hey, if you can bring me on once a month, I'll pay, you know, the prize money and the studio fee for the day. And then you can actually have four sponsors for four different tournaments over the month. So one of my goals going into sorting out the content is to look at smaller sponsors that want individual tournaments. Because I don't necessarily, like, I look at One More Game and I see all these global sponsors of the brand. And then when it comes to like a tournament like MCSL or whatever it is, EG's Masters Cup or something, they have like six or something or five or something sponsors that really, you know, represent EG. And I'm watching the show, and now between every game, I see an advert for every single sponsor. And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, I am already bored by the third sponsor. And the problem is like, despite the sponsors getting camera time, they're getting camera time to annoy the viewers. So when I'm watching it, by the time I get these adverts A, B, C, D amount of times, they're numbers, not, they should have been numbers. I'm already like, it's like anti-marketing to me. It's like, well, I'm actually not interested because, like, you know, they're either shoving it down my throat or something. So in terms of what we want to do, I much more agree to the fact that one sponsor for one tournament day adds value, and you can rotate them, because in terms of what it costs to run the show is no different if it's a BLC show or a StarCraft show. In terms of cost of what it to pay the prize money, it's different. So it's really where the sponsors want to go, and they're more than happy to rotate. So that's something I'll be working on, and we're already talking to people about that kind of stuff. But I really like the Sunday shows. They were one of our fun things to do. So we will be bringing them back, but it won't necessarily be under just one sponsor. And then we also talked about doing larger tournaments. You guys may remember, I'll just go into the segment, where we're talking about like $10,000 tournaments. These have already been set up, but they've been set up for 2013. There's a possibility that we might be able to squeeze something small in December, but it will be like a $2,500 tournament. That's kind of where we're going with tournaments right now, but it doesn't seem like I can really go into, say, running a whole league out of the Good Studio. It's not going to really fit everyone's travel schedule, because the idea of the Good Studio, some of the philosophy is you employ people that add strength to other people in the industry. Because you got to remember, it's like, to get a full-time job in esports, you have to either be someone's bitch, or you have to be part of a brand or part of something that other people are also great involved in, and that's what I'm trying to create. So when Adebisi joins the studio, he gains strength off the fact that he works with Apollo a lot. And you got to remember, Adebisi actually probably got his first gig at DreamHack because Apollo said, I want this kid. And then when Adebisi said, when they said, I want this kid, Adebisi, then he actually went in and, you know, did the negotiations, but then eventually came to me and we talked about what he should be getting paid. And then we got him onto that level with all the partners over in Europe, and that helped him out, you know, in America. And it's, and so Adebisi is one of these people that's within the Good Studio, when he joins, will end up being full time within esports, which is what the Good Studio kind of philosophy is, in terms of helping other people who, everyone is involved, like create a full time job for themselves off our projects. Then the next question was, yeah, he was a community commentator as well, but ask him how much he got paid for that. Any more questions? Stats on subscribers. We're about 420 subscribers right now. I think we can get near 500 and then go back to 400. It just depends how much content we're putting out. We're still thankful, obviously, for everyone that does subscribe, because that really helps us with making things happen. One of the things that we're going to be looking at with subscribers, especially when Draskal comes over, is more subscriber play days. I'm going to write this in, actually. Wait. Full of Steam. Let's just fucking put that down for Wednesday. Full of Steam. And then subscriber play days are just fun. And the thing is like, Wepaz is constantly playing Dota. And Draskal as well. So I would like to at least get a subscriber play day in a week. Yeah, I mean, when we go to phase three, we're actually meant to have a gaming room in the office where we have like 10 PCs, 5 against 5. And then hopefully, because of the internet in Sweden, and if we have the equipment, all these will be set up where you can like kind of put on a stream or something. So there's always a possibility when we do subscriber play days, it might be a little bit more casual, but it will be easier for people to get involved in. Where Wepaz is like, right, I'm going to the gaming room. Who wants to come with me and play Dota versus subs or online, etc.? Things for subscribers. Yeah, that's something that we've got to take a lot more consideration and thought into when we go into the next stages. Just because it's like, if I say anything now, it's off the top of my head because I don't have anything in my head for that. But how I would plan it was look at individual people within the community and what they can do for subscribers, and then also look at the company itself and what they can do for subscribers.
James.
Yeah.
We have subscriber emails as well that we cast if people want
that. Yeah, subscriber tournaments and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, as long as we leave like a day free along the weekly schedule, and we kind of can turn that into different things on a weekly basis that involve subscribers, so it doesn't have to be the same thing. So one week it can be play versus the, you know, Good Studio Dota team. Next week it can be play with the Dota team. Next week it can be play against each other, and we're organized, cool shit. Where are we going next? Did Apollo make the jump yet on Quake Live? I don't think so. Semler did though. We got that show match between Apollo and Semler for €500. It's fucking stupid, that kid. So we've done a lot of the stuff I had written down. So you guys can... I spoke about Reborn earlier, you have to watch the VODs. Call-in shows! Jesus Christ, yeah, that would be dangerous, wouldn't it? Reborn's not dead, it's awesome. I've always thought of call-in shows as just a way to get trolled. Huh?
You won't get trolled.
But, people are like, yes, do it. The thing is, if I ever did a call-in, I would add it to the end of the Good Show. Yeah, we'll just see. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of these lines. Call-in shows, I find, work a lot better in America. In Europe, I did call in shows on the World of Warcraft show, and it went pretty well, but one of the hard things was, is because you had people calling in from all over Europe, sometimes I just couldn't understand the question, so just made up an answer. Because it was a World of Warcraft show for a start, right? That was a stretch to get people to call in, and then, you know, it was either a Finnish guy I couldn't understand, and then some of the questions are really good, so I will consider it. I will consider it. Calling Joseph Semler would be bad. I can't show anything from Reborn right now. I've just been talking to you guys earlier about the processes of getting Reborn to a proper production stage. If you want to volunteer or help in any way, it's trance@twitch.tv. We've been a little bit unorganized. I wouldn't say unorganized. Too busy to get organized with volunteers and stuff. But our volunteers have generally just been very helpful overall. Either just patiently waiting for something to do, or as some of them do, like helping out on the Reddit thread and helping out promote the shows, like Dern, Metabee, and a lot more. I am sick. Yeah, I got a cold. How's the studio going as a whole? Really good. There's lots of things that the studio had been planning to do at later stages. Like, originally we wanted to do our first event production at DreamHack Winter. That was meant to be the first time that we were meant to come as a team and do a proper production this year. And we got contacted to do ASUS ROG. Like, you know, we got given 3 weeks to put ASUS ROG Summer together, which we did, through Trans giving himself lots of stress. And then we also did one at the house, and we did the one at the house very kind of casually in terms of some of the preparation. So we've been able to accelerate where we wanted to be in terms of like opportunities within the industry, but because it's so fast that we haven't really been able to make the studio as a whole run in all areas on full speed. So we're kind of looking good at events, live events on camera and stuff, but with other stuff we have a lot of improvement to do. But overall, sponsors are happy, we're happy, hopefully you guys will be happier when we get more stuff going again, and a lot of our employees also get a lot of external events, and you know, they get paid, so they're happy as well. But we can do a lot more, and that's definitely something that we're going towards. Someone asked a question. Do I have hairdresser appointment? Not yet. Do a call out show. Is this an AMA? It's a meeting. It's kind of like we talk about the studio and you guys can ask questions. It's kind of my philosophy on, if you don't concentrate on your customer, what the fuck are you doing? And then you'll turn into like MLG or something.
Somebody kept asking about it. Made a suggestion on Reddit about the studio versus pros in different games.
Yeah. We can set up show matches where we get owned, yeah. If that's what, I mean, we're going to have a show match with Twitch EU versus Twitch US in Dota 2 for Christmas, around Christmas time now. I want to do something where it's like Twitch, like the good studio versus like Twitch US, and then we do a game and then we get some prizes like mouse pads, t-shirts or whatever, and then if we win, we give them away to our people, and if they win, they got their own prizes, and then hopefully we'll take them on in multiple games. We're going to destroy everybody. We're secretly, that's the only reason we hired Draskal, so we're better at Dota 2. To let you know when Draskal's coming over, Draskal has a choice. He can come over when he wants in November. So he's got something to do, and then he's going to come over in November, and he's going to go back to spend time at Christmas, and then he's going to come back in January again. So, yeah, we can take on live. Oh, dude, let's take on live on free. It would be so fucking bad.
What game?
I don't know. They'd have to bring in some of their pro players. You could play him in Quake.
Slasher? Really?
Like in a 4v4 or CTF game.
Oh, shit, that would be fun.
DJ Weed.
DJ Weed Slasher, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, we're already beaten with popularity, you know, better shows. And, I mean, do we need to really rub it in?
Isn't Rascal waiting for EG Cup?
Yeah, Rascal's waiting for, I think, an EG Cup.
Yeah, he needs to know when LAN finals are for D2L.
I love Whiting. I wound up Sir Scooch yesterday so good. It was so funny. You should see my tweet. It was awesome. In Control versus Apollo. If Apollo gets wrecked. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we might throw out some challenges. In all fairness, if I'm going to do challenges, I kind of want it to be from the whole good team. And I want to challenge not only people within esports, but people within game development. So the thing is, you know how Notch, right, is always like, settle this over Quake 3? When my studio set up, working on the game is me, Fox, Faz, and even someone called Ooze, who is a Quake 4 guy, who's an animator. And we were all, like, top players. And I'll be like, Notch, I've changed the name of Reborn. It's going to become, it's Minecraft 3. And then Notch is going to have to contact me and be like, hey, you can't call Reborn Minecraft 3. And be like, hey, dude, okay, we'll play you at Quake. and he won't even know who the fuck I am, and I'm gonna be like, here's my we won't even turn up with mouse and keyboards. We called it like Scrolls, and then we'll just get huge publicity because Notch will be like, and we'll stream the fuck out of it, and it will be me, Fox, Faz, and Ooze. And if you don't know Ooze, he was like a top CTF player for Sweden and Quake 4. And then literally Notch will cry, and then I'll become super famous in the gaming industry because I would have won the rights to call my game Minecraft 3 or The Scrolls or something, which I won't use, but I'll do it anyway. So that's totally in the plans. Piss off, Notch. The thing is, I actually think that within the good studio team as well, we can beat the people at Valve at Dota.
Oh, easy.
No, they're good. Like, seriously. Ice Frog wouldn't play, but he's actually really, really good. Ice Frog's beat pros. He actually, people don't know who he is, but he's been in games versus pros and beats them in just pub games. But
in pub games?
Yeah. So yeah, we want to challenge people.
But
yeah, the great thing about the Good Show, by the way, because we're creating kind of a circle of eight people, we can call it the Circle Jerk Show. Because it's... Okay, yeah, we did a great job with the ROG tournament. Plans of doing anything that kind of other related games, yes. We are planning to do those kind of tournaments. The thing is, we did this one at the house, and if we get to the office, we're actually building the office in a way that has a space for a LAN and also a space for commentary. So there's a possibility that we can run very cost efficiently and don't look at it so much as like MLG Arena where you have like an invitational area. But you have like a gaming room and you have commentators and you have production all in the same office. And then what it allows us to do is offer a much more competitive price to sponsors where we can look at different games and different things we can do on LAN.
The first challenge, we should challenge Join Dota in a Dota 2 competition.
Challenge Join Dota for Dota 2.
Stobby was really sour about that.
Yeah, okay.
We need to rest.
Right, we're challenging...
Well, they got yours,
challenge,
so he's kind of good.
Join Dota in a Dota 2 game.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not.
When Rascal's here.
No, they don't need
yeah.
I don't think
you
do.
Dude,
they got
Yort. We need.
He's actually kind of good.
Who?
Yort, Norwegian player.
One guy.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know
you
why,
saw how much Rascal did in the Staff
pick
Cup.
Fights with people are the good.
you saw how much Rascal did in the Staff Cup.
Yeah. Still.
He almost won the game for them single-handedly.
Because you guys fucked around.
Yeah, true, but still.
Alright. Yeah, Webhaz and Trance are off camera. Sorry about that. Hopefully you can hear. You got your mic on now.
Yeah,
you?
I think it's unmuted.
Alright. Did Toby challenge me? Okay, cool. Yeah, good. Smack him down as well.
Yeah, he said he wanted a rematch.
Anybody else in the industry? We got a smack down.
Yeah, he said on Talk Dota. Yeah, that he wanted a rematch, so...
Yeah, so we actually, okay, yeah, we'll rematch Join Dodo. We'll try and do some of the stuff for like Christmas time, so we'll get some prizes around it and make a bit more fun of it before we all break for Christmas. Okay, stuff outside of gaming planned. Yeah, there is, but it's more me doing Chisel, which is like business side stuff, which is still gaming, I guess, but just not the good studio. So it's a lot of helping people and stuff. Oh yeah, back to the question about the Asus ROG thing. Yes, we will be doing more of those next year. Yes, they will be for different games. By doing them in the office, we have a more competitive price, etc. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed that event. It was very cheap. We did the whole thing for $17,000, which was $10,000 in prize money. So it meant everybody working on it had a split of $7,000. Which basically means, you know, I think you could say there were like seven people working on it as a whole. And we had to rent equipment as well. We don't always have some of the big equipment. I am considering getting Bottled on the Head for DreamHack. That would be good. Production of any more major tournaments? Yes, we are. That's something we're working on. Trance has got one project, I've got one project, and we're doing two more productions for tournaments. So we can't say what they are. Right now, sorry. I can't tell you unless they want to tell you. Transitioning to YouTube? Yeah, we want some of our content to go on YouTube. Full of Steam is the major one. I'm actually working with Sing Sing to help them get sponsored, and working with Sing Sing to help them get to events for the end of the year. He's got Star Ladder again, I think, and he's also got DreamHack Winter. He missed ESWC, and he's got Asus in Russia, which is actually in Kiev again. So that's, yeah. So I'm talking to Sing Sing to try and help him out as best I can, but unfortunately I told him it's like, to even get a sponsor to get you to events in November, December is already 3 months too late because it takes a time. So I'm pulling in some favors, and you might see them go off one event under this and then another event under that. There's a possibility that, you know, if we put, because I know the prices of what it costs them now because I had them look into it, there's a possibility that I might be able to raise half the money to send them anywhere, and then fucking hell, my cold, not good. And then potentially see if the community are interested in the other side of it. Bring Woverload back. Can't do that, unfortunately. Matt Ryder is scarred for life. Firefall, I haven't played it yet. I didn't get the beta. I probably will be getting it, because... but as far as I can tell, the developers in Firefall are very... like, well-minded in how they're going about their project. But sometimes you can say a lot and then not do a lot. But they've done some cool stuff within the game. But I kind of feel that where they're going with it is primarily casual. And I would be very surprised if I played the game and thought it was very good. I'm thinking it's going to be like, okay, yeah, like this. So I'll check it out. How's Victory Cat? Victory Cat is potentially pregnant. She's been spending a lot of time with people and being very affectionate. So we think we've got more kittens coming on the way. So.
I think she's just fat. Because
I don't think she's fat.
We've been feeding her so much.
I think Victory Cat is a slut.
Well, probably, but I think she's just fat.
And then, if we get kittens again, I'm not letting Semler touch them. And I'm not letting people let him outside for a bit. Right? I'm going to keep these kittens. I'm going to become a crazy cat man. We should get a dog as well. What kind of dog should we get if we get a dog?
You can tell Drasko to bring his dog.
Does Drasko have a dog?
Yeah. He's going to live with his grandparents while he goes to Sweden.
Yeah. So what I've got down, guys, really, is Tuesday, The Good Show. Wednesday, Full of Steam. Thursday, something to do with subs, I think is nice. like play days and all this other stuff. Fridays, get drunk. Saturdays, wake up, continue drinking. Sundays, reintroduce tournament shows. And then we'll just take it from there. And then Draskal and Adebisi haven't really been able to put in a huge amount of input of what stuff they want to do yet. So there's always a possibility you might see something independently from Draskal, etc. I'm going to cough. Delicious. Yeah. So we haven't changed much, really. Just can got more people and got more expensive. I'm just losing more money. What?
Can I add one thing about the Learn to Plays?
One thing about Learn to Plays? No! You can't. Okay, go.
Right? About
okay.
Yeah. About go. The Dota 2 Learn to Plays? I feel that since there's so many heroes, and if we want to wrap it up, it feels better to almost have it like, say, if when Draskal's over, like both of us say, today we're going to have a learn to play day, and we both turn on our streams, and people can choose whatever like point of view they want, and we pick, like, maybe we put up a thread on Reddit the week before and ask, like, what heroes do you want us to cover, and give us 5 heroes each. And we play them and describe how we play them and have that as a learn to play instead of actually preparing.
Rather than having learn to play, do it with subscribers, maybe.
Yeah.
Do it for the subscribers. Like, have the subscribers decide what they want to learn.
Yeah.
Because then the subscribers get first kind of pick on the content.
Yeah.
And there's like, hey, I'm interested.
Like,
yeah, okay.
Putting up a Reddit thread or something like that so they can choose what heroes we play. And then we can go through the list like that because it's going to be easier than preparing a learn to play.
Yeah. The other thing that we're going to be doing that I didn't mention actually is we do want to cover other people's tournaments, but not on a regular basis. So there is a possibility that you'll see Draskal, Wepaz, myself, maybe cover some Dota 2 sporadically. So we might jump into like a GOSU or a Premier League. We don't really want to charge them money to do this because we don't think they're paying, basically. So we're actually just figuring we'll come in, we'll cowboy it up. Be like, the good studio are covering this game. And that way we can add a little bit more content and make sure everybody gets some tournament time between our Sundays. Just so we have something more to do, because then it's more fun for you guys. So, and if we jump into one league and another league, at least when you come to us and you be like what we do, you'll be able to like catch up with the tournament, hopefully enjoy what we do as commentary. And then when we tell you what's going on with the tournament, you might be more interested. So it's kind of cross-promoting people's tournaments because all that other stuff. But we won't be doing that on a regular basis. We'll be talking to the leagues and being like, hey, we can take a game when there's a game available. We don't want to shit on anybody, anyone's parade. Or do we? I don't know. CSGO is something that people keep asking us to do, not even you guys, it's sponsors, and so I have to look into that. If I go to phase 3 and CSGO is seriously good, it has to be fucking good, right? I mean, it's good as BLC. I will consider actually just hiring people for CSGO. Possibility of me finding time to cast Counter-Strike is crap. And unfortunately, I would love to get Joe Miller, but I think he's tied up in Germany. And that's not kinky shit with his girlfriend, just generally with his work. Quake Live, don't worry, we're going to do some more Quake Live. We're most likely going to be potentially helping people out at DreamHack Winter with Quake Live. Not on commentary, but we might have to help them out with equipment, but because they're all slackers. Spoke about Reborn already. Have to go to the beginning. That's it, really. How many people are we aiming to have at the studio? How many are we going to be? I'm adding to the studio potentially 2 to 3 more people if phase 3 goes through. But not all of them would be on camera personalities. Oh, yeah, we've pretty much run out of bedrooms now. The only reason that we're able to bring Adebisi and Draskal in is because Trance is moving out with his girlfriend, and I'll most likely be staying in his spare bedroom for a small amount of time. He doesn't know that. Okay. But I spoke to his girlfriend, and she said it was fine. So we're out of room now. We can't bring any more people in. We're definitely out of room. Unless we just send Semler back, then we can take one more person. I swear your girlfriend's watching the show, Trent. She laughed. I heard her laugh upstairs. but we're out of room. So the only chance of growing is either naturally and slowly with phase two or phase three, which phase three is in best of phase. So that's something we want. If we get rid of Semler, we can get a dog and then have a nice room for pets.
Yeah. Gotta buy bunk beds for the garage.
Scriff's doing fine. Scriff is actually one of the guys that just has a natural good work ethic, so he helps Trance a lot, me a lot, and also Will, who runs the events around Europe a lot with Twitch TV. So he's kind of just, yeah. He's good on camera as well, but you know, he just likes helping and working, so. And yeah, he's good at Dota. So you'll probably see Scriff more with like Full of Steam and subscriber games rather than dedicated shows. Need more girls. Yeah, I've actually got girls asking me if they can come on. Sarah wants to do Full of Steam, if you remember her.
She can be a guest
sometimes, we've decided. And then also at the same time, there's another girl that I met out in town through Sarah who's ridiculously hot.
Who?
I don't know if you were, yeah, I think you were there. And she's only into like retro games. She likes playing things like really old.
The brunette one?
Yeah. Yeah, the brunette one. The one that looked like Penelope Cruz or something.
When you were on like 2 weeks ago or?
Huh?
When you were on 2 weeks ago.
She was hot, right?
I wasn't even out then.
You weren't even out?
No.
Yeah, but you still know she was. I don't know, man. Like, the thing is, you know, if we bring girls on the show, hopefully you guys A, behave, and hopefully B, they offer something awesome.
Besides this.
I won't repeat that chance. Sarah's really nice and she can hold her own, so we're happy. Like, if we do four people on Full of Steam, there's no reason why Sarah won't want to attend a couple of them. So, but we're not really... You know, I don't want to employ people because they're female. Like, it's, you either have to be good at what you do compared to everyone else, or you're not that good compared to everyone else and you don't get a job. As I mentioned, I spoke about Reborn a lot earlier. Get a Playboy model or something to match NASL. It's got to be weird, isn't it? You've got Clutch, who's a Mormon, and then you've got Lauren, who I wonder how Clutch sees that. I heard New Age Mormons though, so they're like fucking Playboys these days.
Both worlds, the
New
extremes.
Age Clutch.
You got that and that. It's like appeal to all communities.
Yeah,
it's smart.
Hire a porn star, okay. So I think we're done really, guys, unless you've got any more awesome questions for me that I can answer. I do keep track of World of Warcraft streamers like Wreckfall and some of the people that are doing stuff, but I haven't really kept track of where the game is competitively, and from what I've heard, little snippets of conversations with people, it's not that great. Work for volunteers, we're not really giving out work very well, but please be patient with us until we get everything we want going. There's going to be a lot of announcements around all the projects I work with once everything falls into place. Laphroaig is my favorite whiskey. Am I an atheist? I don't really know if I'm an atheist or an antagonist, is it? Maybe I'm an antagonist rather than an atheist. I'm certainly not religious. Agnostic, yeah. And an antagonist, because that pisses people off. That's also my... it's my general preference. I don't even know. I don't even care that much to even look up the word of it. I'm an agnostic antagonist. Brilliant. Okay, we've found out something. Website's on its way. We talked about that. What do we think about League of Legends? Don't think that much. Too good is stupid. Correct. James is the villain in every story then. Yes. Will I go personally into CSGO casting? Probably not. I'm not actually that good of a caster and host anymore because I don't train it as much as I used to. I was going to potentially go to MLG Dallas, and I looked at how much money I'd be wasting to see an event live, and I thought I could spend that on other things like helping Zero get to events, so I decided I can't be bothered. Day 9 is dead. Oh well. Oh, BLC at DreamHack. I have no idea if that's happening, Chopperus, because the last one they organized without me, I knew it was happening because I spoke to DreamHack and they said, yeah, we've got room. But I would be very surprised if they... Because I haven't heard anything about it, I'm not that optimistic about it happening. Because in so many ways, I think because the Star Ladder exists, they might not have what they want to do to make DreamHack happen. So hopefully it happens, but unfortunately it's not me that can make it happen. ETL on website, I've got to talk to the guy that made it. I'm just saying I'm hoping end of November, early December. What did you do for Halloween? Stayed in and played video games. Is TF2 a good eSport? TF2 is a good game. It's a fine eSport if it has that kind of shit. Will Reborn be at DreamHack? No, I won't be showing anything at DreamHack. Why did I break up with Zoe? Because I thought she was psychopathic at the time. Then I realised, wait, I'm the psychopath. And now she's gone forever.
Sounds like a movie.
Huh?
Potential movie script.
I turn all girls crazy. I cannot date women.
I think it's the other way around.
Women can't.
You find crazy women.
I find crazy.
Yeah.
It's my life of who I've dated is just extremely fucked up, and even you guys see it, right? It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, and I thought to myself, maybe it's me that turns the women crazy, and they come to me normal and they leave psychopathic, or maybe I only date psychopaths. But I think I'm just dating psychopathic girls, which is interesting and fun. You know. Yeah, I'm going to be gay now, guys. So I'm secretly building a network of male subscribers so I can start emailing you pictures of my genitalia. Let's see if there's any takers. Am I going to a gay bar tonight? No. Although I am popular at gay bars. I will say that. Probably not with this hair. Zoe told me I look like a dope head with my current haircut. Thanks, Zoe. Sexy bitch. I don't look like a fiend. Favorite food? This show. What is my favorite food? Steak. With a side portion of steak.
About that, I want to make dinner.
Sirloin, probably. I don't speak any Swedish. Why are there 1,500 people talking to me? You guys need something better to do. It's 9:30. Oh, good question. Will the Good Studio cover Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition? This is something that I've wanted to happen for a while, but the only person that can really make it happen is Semler. And then I can't really put Semler in charge of a whole Super Street Fighter 4 tournament, like, content, because Semler will get flamed by the Street Fighter 4 community. So I have to take Semler and then take some money and give the money to the current tournament scene, either in London with James, his name is, or somewhere else, and then kind of just have Semler introduce himself a little bit so people don't kill him. And then if we do something good with them, and Semler was the face of what was good from the Good Studio, there's a possibility that we can start doing more things. But that's something I've really wanted to do for a while. but really, if we did anything in the Street Fighter 4 community outside of maybe me working with pros, there's a big chance of flame. But I am, you know, an antagonist, so I would like to ruffle their feathers just a little bit, just for the fun. But yeah, I really do enjoy the fighting game content, and I really wish that someone in Europe would step up and kind of take that to a main stage like America has done, and it's something I can do financially in the future. What are you laughing at, Chance? Make a Semler sailing show. Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll buy a boat. The Semler Sailing Show. Exquisite.
That's so good.
I wonder if he's ever going to grow back his mustache and long, floppy hair.
Oh, that's so funny.
Jesus. We're involved in production at DreamHack Winter, so we'll wait and see. DreamHack will announce what we're going to be doing. Is Semler, that's the thing, we thought Semler was going to be really good at Street Fighter because he came over and he was like, I know the community and shit, and then and it turned out that me and I was able to like beat him on a 50-50 basis. No, I'd probably give 60-40 towards him, but Apollo could beat him as well, and so we thought to ourselves,
I would beat him as well.
You beat him? Yeah. Well, she must, nah, but Semler has a lot of passion for that stuff, so hopefully we can find some stuff for him to do in that area if you guys are interested. But it's going to be way off. Alright, I think I'm good to go, guys. Thanks for joining. I hope you've appreciated the openness that we have on the Good Show and with the company. I've got one thing to do after this, which I mentioned, which is email Christopher about the Q-pad mouse pads going on sale. We need to start getting full of steam up and running and the Good Show and some subscriber content, and then you won't see any tournaments from us personally, our own tournaments, until later in the year, December or even January next year. And then at the same time, we might be jumping into other people's content when Draskorn and Adebisi come over, and they have a choice of when they want to come over in November. So ideally it's around the 20th of November, but some of them might come in before, and that's it really.
Wait. So it's not completely an empty show. Let's give us some keys. Sylvie gave me a couple thousand dollar keys.
Let's roll. So to not make the show empty, guys, we've got a couple of thousand of dollar keys. Where did we get that? Okay. All right. So
let's start giving some.
So we're going to give some keys out. I don't know why we get all this shit from, but someone's like, I'll place an order for, I don't know really how many we have, that's what Tran said, that's probably true, but we can't really say that. But let's give them out respectively, and then we give some out on like Draskorn's shows and stuff. So let's just be. Can you get 10 so you can get out on your stream? We've only got a couple of thousand web, as you greedy cunt. No, you can't have 10.
I've had like 3 people ask me, so 10 against.
You can have 2. And you'll have to choose out of the 3 people that want them and upset one.
Get 2 extra for my account.
Alright, shut up. Alright, how are we giving these away, Trance?
I just want to see a spam chat. I love it when it's going like.
You just want to see chat spam.
Yeah, it's
Jesus Christ, we're like kids. We're the most childish thing on Twitch
fun.
TV.
It's
on my notepad, by the way. It's not mine. Scripps. I got Scripps' notepad, and I looked at the front two pages, right? And one of the notes... one of the notes on Scripps' notepad... I don't know if you can... You probably can't read that there, right? It says... note to self, fuck Draskal Wisp. That's what he does at his desk. That's what Scriff's notepad. Apparently, Draskal, your Wisp, no good. Scriff not happy.
Yeah.
All right, Trance, can you handle the keys? Because we're meant to be living a life of glorious moments and prosperous events.
Hey, who wants Dora keys?
Tran says who wants
just
Dora keys.
Just spam the chat.
Just spam the chat. If you just keep spamming, are you just going to directly message them or take their names down?
Yeah, I'll just message them on Twitch. I'll just click on their username and come to your Twitch inbox.
So, Tran, do you want to give me some of the names of the winners?
Which winners? Oh, I mean on the show. Fucking... As I click them, yeah, sure.
Because obviously just I'm
wait.
Still here, Tran. I have nothing else to do.
All right. Look at this. Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely spam.
Trance loves the spam, guys.
Oh, look at this. Mm. God damn. Right. Let's start clicking people.
Trance is now clicking people.
Okay, there's one. Let me just click them first, then I'll tell you the names. I click you. There we go. Another one. I click...
he's still clicking, so just keep getting your name out there.
Yeah, I'm just clicking them.
He's just clicking them and opening up a window that says message to.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So he's opening up multiple tabs of messages.
Yep. There we go.
He's currently on.
Click you. Another one. All right, let's see how fast I can click people. Bam. 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 Holy. Oh my God, look at this. I can't keep up. Holy shit, I can't keep up anymore. Finally. Look at the chat, man.
You can't keep up, apparently, with chat.
God damn.
Can you get people?
I can't even click. Look at. What the fuck? I'm clicking the usernames and there's just like nothing happening. Congrats, chat.
You
finally broke it.
They've broke the...
Yeah, it's like, it's going so fast, like I'm barely click names. Oh, this is fun. All right, click you.
Simple people enjoy you. Simple things.
Dude, we're bored, obviously. But hey, we're doing a good thing, right?
Yeah, so, we're giving out keys.
Yeah.
To our, we're unleashing the good studio community onto Dota 2.
At this rate, we're probably going to break that chat server, which is fine.
Well, we're going to jump up the concurrent by
The concurrent.
Message. I'm just randomly kicking people. Right? Message.
Trance is just still clicking.
I'm just. It's really hard, honestly. Like, go so fast. Even if you click randomly. Message.
James.
Yeah?
Message. Yeah. How many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, and like 20. I have. Can click some more. Click you. Click you. I can imagine how lucky you gotta be, right? To be.
Yeah, man. This is got so more chance of winning the lottery.
I agree.
With the amount of spam. Someone's actually just putting in keys now, it seems. People could be...
Okay. I think I'm done.
All right, okay, guys. We're done now.
Slow down. We're
going to announce the people.
Yeah.
Do you want to read out some of the names?
Yeah, let's announce them. So we have Rebarpage. I hope that's what you pronounce it. Extendo. Kepe0202. T_BoyWatcher. Okay. Charnock, Leroy Jenkins with a zero in Leroy. This guy, Joji 44. Move on. Augen Roland, I already have you. Filinator, MBRRZ. This guy's got a password on his channel, so I can't click you. Tough luck. Pony Kittens, VUYJG, Reactor with a 3 and double R, Trumpet 21, Anarch 53, Raxid Clip, Raxit Clip. Already have you. Pyroroth, something like that. Blue Hair Freak, FRK. Virus 4. Irish Dark Wolfie. Fantastic 57. Niflheim Leet. Assassin 45. IR Happy Face. And that's it.
IR Happy Face.
Well, now he is a happy face, I guess.
That's a great name.
We'll be giving more keys at the end of each show from now on because we have a shitload and...
Are we allowed to give them amount by this amount?
Did you see what Silvio does on his site? He's giving every day like almost 5,000 keys on his site.
All right, every dude. Day. How many keys do we actually have?
We have a lot. He got a shitload as well from Valve. They gave him like over 20,000.
But how much
more?
Oh, so how much do we
so
have?
So he can as much as we want.
We have a limit. Okay, we yeah. shouldn't say that.
Yeah, but it's. Nah, it's not a limit.
Hey, start selling them for discount price.
No, but it's like it's good. Let's get more people into Dota. It's like let's get the casuals from LoL. You know, see a real man's game. It's like I'm all up for that. So the more, the better. Like, so it's fine.
But it is meant to be a free-to-play game with early access.
It will be free-to-play. Yeah. These keys will stay there, and you'll have the game. You know, it's right. free-to-play. So it's you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's cool.
Are we good? Oh, okay. Thank you for watching the meeting. The date is not sure. 1st of November. Happy birthday, Z-Lock. Unless you're a lying bastard. And we love you anyway.
Yeah, Zinto, we saw that somebody's linking it. Community manager from Battlefield wants to accept his request back. Something like that.
Oh, Daniel from DICE.
Community manager.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. I like the DICE people. DICE are awesome, by the way. They are really, really cool people. So
yeah, guys, you'll get your keys when the show is done because I need to message all of you. So check your Twitch inbox yeah. after the show. Give it half an hour,
and then we're going to come back with a good show on Tuesday. There. We're going to watch MLG, by the way. That's pretty much what we're doing this weekend. I'm actually going to. Yeah, I am, dude. I'm putting my PC is moving into the lounge, so I can sit behind the couch on my PC. And then watch what? Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And watch Apollo on like a 80-inch TV.
Yeah, I know what you do. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna tweet nasty things at people, try and provoke overreaction. It's my new religion as antagonist. Okay, great. Thanks for watching, guys. Hopefully, you got some good information from what we're doing. As always, we're kind of in limbo. It feels like we're in limbo personally because we're just doing events, doing this, and things are starting to fall into place. And they were meant to fall into place really around last month, but they might be falling into place this month. But either way, thanks for staying with us. We're really happy about our new guys coming over to the show because we think they're awesome. And yeah, and hopefully you tune in for the good show on Tuesday and watch some MLG and play some Dota and other games.
Yeah.
I'm done.